Good afternoon. Welcome to Coffee and Conversation, a podcast brought to you by the Del Norte County Office of Education and Del Norte County Unified School District. I'm Jeff Harris, Superintendent of Schools for Del Norte County, and today we have four special guests that are representing a lot bigger group of folks. So I'd like to welcome Kyle Dixon. Welcome, Kyle.
Thanks for having me.
Mason Borges.
Great. Thank you.
Nathaniel Barter.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Coach Darren LaFazio.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, what, you just pushed him right out of the way to get to that microphone, didn't you, Darren?
Yes, I did.
So, guys, how's it been so far this year? How things been?
I think things have been going pretty good, you know. This week, we got some people back, so that's always good. Unfortunately, we don't have our star running back, Caden Harrison. You know, hopefully he can get better soon. We should have him by the second Eureka game, so our first league game, which will be cool because that's homecoming week after his senior night, so it'll be a big night for all of us. But right now, we just want to focus on what we're doing this week, focus on Oakland Tech, and work week by week.
No, that's cool. And you know what I just remembered that I did not do? I didn't let everybody know that you are all Del Norte Warriors football team members. That's important. And so you're all seniors too, which I think is pretty cool. We were talking about that's coming up. So this is an important year for you all the way around.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So when did you guys kind of kick off your season? When did you start, you know, getting all ready to go out on the field?
Last spring, we started working out in the weight room, and we had spring practices 3 times a week. Yep. And then it went right into summer, and then we had 3 days a week all summer long. And then, yeah, in August, we started putting pads on and actually going at it.
Yeah. How was it?
It was, we got to put in that hard work for this football season, so yeah. We're all committed to it, so it goes good.
No, that's cool. Well, so let me ask you that. So how long have you guys played football?
Since we were all about 7, 8.
Yeah, 7, 8.
Single 9 years, something like that.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the next question, though. Why? You know, we got a lot of – how many kids on your team?
We're at, what, 22, 23?
No, like 25.
25, 20, yeah.
25 out of roughly 450, right?
Yeah.
Gentlemen at your school, they're about 450. 25 of you represent on the football team.
Yes.
It's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of commitment. It, you know, from 7 to 17 or 7 to 18, that's over a decade of work in there. Why is it that important to you? And Darren, you jump in too, because, you know, you're helping develop these young men as they go up too. So why is it important to everybody?
I just think they're just real dedicated. Our fans are, you know, during football, it's a different aspect, you know. These kids they've been dedicated for a long time since I've been around, you know, and we've got a real good core of seniors. I don't know. It's just what they do. It's just what they do.
For me, it's just like all I've ever really known. Like, my dad used to help out coaching here, and just like ever since I was little, my parents always told me about football and it sounded cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, there's really no other feeling like it, just stepping out on that fresh cut grass on that football field and just going out there and playing a game with a bunch of your friends. So it's a
and
good
a,
time.
And 1,000 of your closest friends in the stands around watching you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Honestly, when it comes to football, I don't even think about the game really. I just think about, you know, back then growing up, just me and my dad always watching football and always telling him how I wanted to grow up and, you know, be a pro player and go to college. So, you know, it's really cool being able to go out there, play high school ball, hopefully go up to the next level and, you know, just work on what I want to do.
I got one more. When Kyle was little, we'd be around football and he's just a little guy. And one time he was playing football on the sidelines. He's probably 5 or something. Ball rolled out on the thing. So after that, they took the ball away from him. Ever since then, he was playing football with a jug of water, throwing back and forth to himself. So it's pretty, he's pretty cool.
So you guys have done this a while. And it sounds like a lot of good memories, right?
Yeah, some great memories.
Still moving forward with that. So what are you looking forward to most about this season?
I'm really looking forward to, you know, our league games. Obviously, it's what we've wanted since we started in the spring, like Kyle was saying. But like I was saying earlier, we just got to take it, you know, week by week, day by day. But in the end, you know, that's what we look forward to. We look forward to those moments. It's obviously, you know, going to be a really big moment for us. You know, last home games, hopefully not, but last home games of the season. So, yeah, it's just something, you know, really look forward to.
I'm just looking forward to, you know, it's senior year with all my friends that I've played with my whole entire life, that I've spent my whole entire, like, school life and everything with. I'm just looking forward to that mostly.
Yeah.
Yeah, like what Kyle said, just one more season with your friends, one last hoorah with the rest of the team.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So let me ask you this. So you guys were eighth graders once.
Yeah.
So we also have a lot of kids that play, you know, they play all different kind of sports, kind of coming up through the ranks, whether that's intramurals at the schools or whether they're doing different regional, you know, baseball or whatever it is. When you were moving into the high school, what was one of the biggest barriers, or what was one of the biggest fears that you had moving from eighth grade into ninth grade about, you know, getting on the football team, right? Because it sounds like you guys always had high school ball kind of on your mind.
Yeah.
What was one of those big fears that you had that if I do that, I don't know, you know?
Yeah. So transitioning from middle school to high school, I think honestly the biggest thing was the size, because you see the size of those guys out there on the field. You're in eighth grade, you're like, man, those guys are huge.
So now you're one of those guys.
Yeah, yeah, now I am. But yeah, just seeing the skill difference, then realizing, you know, I got to start training, I need to work out, and just overall make myself better and improve as much as I can to, you know, go out there and compete. That's what it's all about, competing.
Yeah.
For me, it was like Nathan. Like, everyone was so much bigger than I was when I was in eighth grade. And, like, you'd go to the games on Friday nights, and the atmosphere was so much different than it was when you play youth football on Sundays. So, like, it was just, like, way bigger than youth football, so it was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of to carry on, just when you finally get on there, you're like, dang, like, now I am one of those big guys, and just to be out there, and then you're, like, supporting all the eighth grades to come out and play, so it's a good time.
So what piece of advice would you give an eighth grader? Because right now they're in eighth grade, right? They're just starting their eighth grade year.
Yeah.
They start signing up. I don't know if you guys remember that far back. They start signing up for school or for high school classes in February. And a lot of, you know, some of them are playing youth ball now and some of that kind of stuff. But
yeah.
What piece of advice, and Darren, this goes to you too, right? How do they get ready to walk onto that field as a high schooler?
I think it's, like, important if when we do summer stuff, you know, it helps them a ton because they're around these guys, because we all practice together. Usually when they get into high school, these kids will stick up for them, and, you know, that's just the way we coach them up to do it. You know, they'll help them any way they can. So I think it's pretty easy transition if they come out for summer and stuff like that. These kids are really, really good to them, really, really good to them.
Yeah, well, because when you play together that close, you play together that much, it kind of goes a little bit more from being a team to kind of being a family.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
That's exactly.
Yeah.
Even if, like, you're an eighth grader and you haven't played football before and you want to try it out, just because it's high school doesn't mean don't do it. Dominic Dixon, a kid on our team,
yeah,
he started playing football in eighth grade, I think, and he had three touchdowns another game, or two touchdowns.
Yeah.
So.
Shoot, I mean, we have us, well, injured now, but a starting offensive tackle, Yatish Patel, he's never played football before, came out his freshman year,
yeah,
got reps on JV, now he's a starting left tackle for varsity, so it's...
Yeah, it's never too late to start, right?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And to add on to, you know, some advice is hit the weight room. Hit the weight room and drink so much water. Because I remember my freshman year, sophomore year, you know, coach was there, you know, I was slacking, I'll admit, you know, I didn't take it as serious back then, but, you know, junior year I started taking it more serious, and it definitely helps so much. It helps everything, no matter what position you are. It just helps with that explosiveness, which is a big part of the game. So, yeah.
That's... I never really, like, started taking the weight room seriously until, like, my junior year, and that's, like, one of my biggest regrets. Because, like, if I would have taken it seriously my freshman, sophomore year, I would be way bigger, way faster, way stronger than I am right now.
Yeah. Well, and so let me ask you guys this, too. Is football the only sport you play?
No, I play basketball too.
I play wrestling and baseball.
I play basketball too with Kyle.
So how do those other sports help prep you for being on the field for football season?
Basketball conditions you really well. And it's also like you're still being a part of a team, so you're always in shape when you're playing other sports.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I think that's a big part. It honestly, it helps you keep that connection and chemistry with people, because we have a couple other people that play football that are on the basketball team with us. So I think, you know, that helps us bonding, having that good chemistry, and conditioning is a big part too. Yeah, you always got to, you know, get some conditioning.
Yeah.
No, conditioning is a super big part. And then wrestling, the physicality, you just got to go in there being physical. So, yeah.
So, Coach, you recommend students play more than one sport?
Yeah, I think it's good for them to stay active for sure. Yeah, we usually, you know, if they're playing baseball or something, they get a pass out of the weight room, they'll start in the summer and all that stuff, you know. But it's really good for them to play all the sports they can, I believe.
Well, and it keeps your grades up too, right, guys?
Yeah, it definitely does.
Hey, got to have that 2.0 for CIF.
Exactly.
Hey, so what positions do you guys play?
I play quarterback and cornerback.
I play center.
Starting right tackle and defensive tackle.
And have you guys moved into different positions throughout your time on the team, or has that kind of been where you've been?
Yeah, I've played. So since I got into high school, I've only played quarterback and defensive back. But when I was in youth football, I played running back, quarterback. I played tight end at one point, and I played receiver. So I've kind of been all over the place.
You've been all over the field.
Ever since I was single, I've always played center. So that's...
You're a pro.
Yeah.
I've pretty much been all over the place. I've been center, left guard, just pretty much everywhere. You know, wherever coaches need me, I'll play there. But right now I'm stuck at a right tackle, which I love. You know, it's great being a biggest guy on the line, you know, being physical. I love it.
Oh, I saw a challenge there.
Yeah, I want you, Mason.
Mason's like, wait a minute. So I don't remember who it was. It might have been you, Nathaniel. It may have been you, Mason. But somebody had said, you hope this isn't, you know, or this is your last year playing here.
Yeah.
What are your plans as you guys move on after you graduate this year?
So I was looking forward to going to trade school. My uncle, I have numerous, you know, relatives that work in like a construction. I have an uncle over in Alaska that owns two really successful businesses up in Alaska. Mm-hmm. So I've been talking to him about working heavy construction. I think that'd be really cool. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to that.
This is going to sound crazy, but I'd actually want to go to college and major in sports medicine and sports therapy.
Oh, that's cool. That's not crazy, man.
Yeah, and be a physical therapist, hopefully, in the long run.
Well, when you get that physical therapy license, let me know. We need physical therapists. We'll hire you.
Sounds good.
I haven't had I don't have my mind totally made up, but I'd like to go to a junior college, maybe play some more football, and then maybe study to be a firefighter, something like that.
Yeah.
Or do what Kaiser Perez does, get right, something like that.
Yeah, no, that's cool. You guys have some good ideas, good plans. Those are good jobs. When you think about the careers that you're going into, I mean, there's a direct line with sports medicine, but has playing on the football team over the past few years and over your entire lives, has that given itself or has that lent itself to your job aspirations?
So sports in general just helps with huge social skills. I mean, you're out there connecting with everybody and you just learn great skills and teamwork and everything else. So,
yeah, like the life lessons and stuff you learn from football and like the social skills and everything, it helps with everything.
Yeah.
Pretty much to add on to what these guys were saying, you know, being social, that really helps. I used to be really nervous. I used to have really bad like social anxiety, but, you know, being on the football team, talking to everyone, having good chemistry, like I was saying earlier, I think it really helps. And, you know, when you go off to college, I'm sure you're flooded by emotions. You're scared. You're nervous to talk to people. But sometimes you just gotta go out there, be confident in what you can do, and just talk to people. It'll help a lot.
Well, college or the workforce, right? You were just talking about going to heavy construction. Yeah, absolutely. So I don't want to dismiss you guys, but I'm going to talk a little bit about the juniors coming up. So, Coach, how are they looking?
Our juniors are looking good. Yeah, I think we got like four sophomores too on our team.
Yeah.
I think we got a good future also. You know, we had some tough games this year. We played some big schools, and But they're doing really good. Our seniors are leading the pack, and our juniors are falling right in. We just moved a young guy up, and he played a pretty good game the other night for us because we had five kids injured. Wow. We should be getting our most of our guys back by league, and that's our goal, is to win league. And we got a tough one this Friday against Oakland Tech. They're really fast and stuff, but can we handle it? Yeah, we can. But, yeah, I'm really proud of these kids. And they're always on time, and that helps for work. You just try to teach them, you know, you can't be late. You have to be responsible. And they're awesome at it. They really are. 99.9% of them are, you know, really dedicated and good at it. And our JV program's doing really well, too. So I think in the long run, we'll be fine. We'll be fine this year. We get healthy. We get one of our best players back. Like I said, I'm honored to coach these guys, and they're great kids, and they'll be fine in life for sure.
Well, so you guys, not only are you now, you know, as we established, the biggest guys on the campus, because you're looking up, but the kind of the leadership that you have right on campus. Yeah. I think that there's a lot to be said about that too. I mean, because every athlete, whether they play football, basketball, baseball, golf, soccer, tennis, whatever it is, every athlete's an athlete. Every athlete takes athleticism. It takes dedication. It takes, yeah, you know, all that kind of stuff. But rightly or wrongly, and we've talked about the dedications you guys have, how much you work on it. A lot of times the football players on the team are really looked up to at the school and within the community as real leaders and real, you know, kind of exemplars of the best that the high school has to offer, you know, yeah, sometimes. How do you feel about that? How does that sit with you?
I definitely think it makes you have to act, you know, like a leader. Because, you know, I'm team captain, and I feel like it just makes me really have to be respectful, you know, out in public. I can't be dumb, you know, because then I got to think about my coaches, you know, that it makes it look like my coaches are coaching us to be little, you know, bad people. Right. We'll just say that, bad people. And which we aren't, you know. We got to show, you know, our elders and other people in our community with respect. And yeah, I think just being a leader, you know, makes you think off the field. You just got to be good to everyone.
Right.
You know, everyone deserves the same respect as you. So go out there and be nice.
It doesn't change when you walk off, like you had said earlier, the fresh cut grass, right,
Mason? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like, if you play a lot, everyone's going to know who you are because the games are broadcast on the radio. They, yep, say your name. People go to the games and they say your name there. So like, if you're in a restaurant and you're acting dumb, people are going to be like, oh, that's Nathan Barker right there. Yeah. So,
okay, Kyle.
They'll do the play-by-play from the booth.
No, but being out there, you're representing Del Norte football. You're representing Del Norte community, yeah, and Del Norte High School itself. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's there's a lot of responsibility, and I have to tell you guys, I appreciate what you do. Just, you know, I think I'm always proud of seeing you guys out on the field, but it goes just beyond the field because I have to tell you, you know, I deal with people all over the state and I hear about stuff, right?
Yeah.
Stuff that happens in other places. And I've been here for 9 years now, and I don't think our football team and our other athletes have let us down at all in any way, shape, or form. And you guys are carrying on a great tradition of doing a phenomenal job. So I just, yes, want to say for me, from the school board, thank you. You know, it's always a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be a huge thanks to the coaching staff, too. The coaching staff all help with the kids, and they're really great with the kids.
Yeah.
They're,
yeah, we've had all these guys since we were younger, you know, Coach Dan, our OC, we've had him as a head coach since we were all eight, like I was saying earlier, when we started playing, and it really shows that growth with them, you know, to teach us how to be respectful, and I think every athlete should, you know,
right,
every athlete should listen and just respect other people, you know, because you never know who you're going to run into in the future.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, so, Coach, that's a question for you, too. So we talked about how long these guys have been at it. How long have you been coaching football in any form?
Oh, a while. I've been a defensive coordinator the last 11 years, just at varsity. I coached JVs before that, defense coordinator. I've done youth. I don't know the exact, probably close to 20 years, I'm thinking, or 20, oh, a little over.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a while.
And so why do you do it? Because, you know, I mean, I was an English teacher, taught middle school, high school. It takes a lot of dedication to go out and deal with 25 rowdy boys in the middle of a football field.
That's true. But, you know, I couldn't imagine not doing it, you know, because I love these guys, man. They're like my kids. And that's the straight up truth. I hate when they leave, you know. That's why I do it, you know. And win, lose, or draw, man. These kids just making better people in life. And that's what you got to look at. Just be better in life. And we're going to win some games and stuff like that. But I can't imagine not coaching, really, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah. No, that's great. Well, and I think that's a good way to, as we kind of wrap up our time, you know, to kind of do it. It's about being better today than you were yesterday. And if you win one or two along the way, that's just icing on the cake, right?
That's right. Yeah. That's a perfect way to say it.
So Kyle, Mason, Nathan, Coach, appreciate you guys coming in today.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, so good luck the rest of the season, and we'll see you out there.
Thank you.
Thank you.